Hello and welcome to the next episode in Cotton Nation Rosamond series of podcasts in commercial aircraft finance. I am Jerusha Ransom. Today we will discuss flight hour engine maintenance agreements, which I will refer to as FHAs. First, I will begin by providing an overview of an FHA. Then I will discuss specific provisions of a typical agreement. An FHA is an agreement between an airline and a maintenance provider whereby a maintenance provider contracts to overhaul, take apart, inspect, and repair all aircraft engines of a certain make and model in an airline's fleet to return each engine to serviceable condition. Serviceable condition is determined by standards specified by the original manufacturer of the engine and the approved aviation authority, such as the Federal Aviation Administration. Under the FHA, the airline makes a payment to the maintenance provider each month on a flight hour basis. This is pricing based on the number of flight hours or cycles that each engine covered by the agreement has operated during the preceding month. In exchange, the maintenance provider agrees to provide off-wing maintenance as and when necessary to keep engines operating. The purpose of the agreement is to properly maintain the value and functionality of the engines in an airline fleet and provide predictable pricing to the airline. It can also be a way to take advantage of lower labor costs in the maintenance provider's location. The maintenance provider typically is the aftermarket services affiliate of the manufacturer of the engines, such as General Electric or Rolls-Royce. But it can be an independent maintenance provider or even the maintenance affiliate of an airline. If an airline does not have an engine covered by an FHA, it may contract with the service provider for each shop visit and pay only at the end of the shop visit. Alternately, it may do engine shop visits in-house. In addition to having an FHA with an airline customer, the maintenance provider may have arrangements with an aircraft lessor to accommodate the leasing, the servicing of engines in the fleet of the lessee of the engines from the lessor. Now that you have a basic understanding of an FHA, I will move on and discuss certain components of a typical FHA. First, I will discuss the services that a maintenance provider performs. Second, I will discuss payments by the airline. Finally, I will discuss the term of an FHA. The maintenance provider performs the maintenance for which an engine must be removed from the airframe. At the shop visit, a maintenance provider performs a performance restoration of each engine, which includes removing and refurbishing, at a minimum, the compressor, combustor, and high-pressure turbine, and restoring the engine to meet or exceed the repair specifications approved by the aviation authority. The maintenance provider will provide all labor, materials, and parts necessary to return an engine to serviceable condition, including performing an engine test. In some cases, the maintenance provider will recommend replacing the engine entirely with an engine that meets the requirements of airworthiness. In such case, title to the removed engine will vest with the maintenance provider and title to the replacement engine will vest with the airline. The maintenance provider will also repair any incidental damage caused by the impact of ingestion of a foreign object, such as the removal of stones or debris. Finally, the maintenance provider will arrange for shipment of the engine to the maintenance provider's repair facility and return to the airline facility. Now let us turn to supplemental work. In addition to a performance restoration of an engine, a maintenance provider performs supplemental work, which falls outside of the parameters of the services performed at a regular shop visit and paid for through monthly flight hour payments by the airline. Supplemental work may include services for repairing damage to an engine due to an aircraft accident or repairing damage from the ingestion of a foreign object. It may also include repairs required as a result of the airline's improper or negligent operation of the engine. In addition, any engine that is delivered for services against the advice of the maintenance provider will also be treated as supplemental work. Supplemental work is, by definition, not priced by the service provider into the flight hour rate and is paid for by the airline in addition to monthly payments. Now that you have an idea of services provided, let's talk about how payments by the airline are calculated. The payments by the airline to the maintenance provider consist of two parts. One, for expected services provided at an engine shop visit, and two, for supplemental work. For expected services performed at a shop visit, the airline is charged a per flight hour or per cycle rate for each engine covered by the FHA. The rate is calculated based on the make and model of the engine. Each engine is subject to a different flat rate. the service provider essentially takes the charge of for a shop visit and divides it by the expected interval in hours or cycles between shop visits. That yields the per hour or per cycle rate. Moreover, the services performed at a shop visit can be split into the base services and popular services. Base services are the bulk of the work performed at a shop visit. Popular services are in-house administrative services performed by the maintenance provider at a small additional hourly fee in addition to the base services fee. Moving on, the flood hour engine rate is subject to operating parameters and rate adjustments. A maintenance provider will indicate several operating parameters which, if an engine deviates from, will cause an adjustment to the flat rate. Examples of the operating parameters are the average temperature at the airport at which the engines are based, the flight time to cycle ratio, where a cycle is defined as one takeoff and landing of the aircraft on which the engine is installed. If an engine falls within the operating parameters outlined by the maintenance provider, the flat rate will apply. However, if an engine deviates from the parameters outlined by the agreement, the flat rate will be adjusted accordingly at the beginning of each year to reflect the additional or decreased maintenance costs expected to be incurred for the engine as a result. The airline is responsible for reporting information regarding the operating parameters of each engine in its fleet on a monthly basis. And based on this report, all adjustments for engines that fall outside of the operating parameters will be retroactive to the beginning of the prior year. Now let's talk a little about the payment structure for supplemental work. For services that are considered by the maintenance provider's supplemental work, payments are calculated on an individual basis based upon the specific work performed. All supplemental work is charged for labor for every hour worked on the engine or equipment, a fee for the parts and materials required to complete the work, and a fee to test the engine. An invoice for supplemental work is issued when the work is complete. So what happens if an engine defaults in making payments? So what happens if an airline defaults in making payments to the maintenance provider? If an airline fails to make any payments and fails to cure within a cure period of such as 30 days after receiving notice of a missed payment, the maintenance provider will charge a late fee. Late fees are subject to quarterly compounded interest starting on the day after the payment was due until the airline delivers the payment and the late fee to the maintenance provider. In addition, as a result of any default payment, the maintenance provider's obligation to provide services will be suspended or terminated. Finally, let's discuss the term of the agreement. For each engine, the term of the agreement starts when the contract comes into effect or the engine is added to the airline fleet, whichever is later. The term of the agreement ends after a period specified in the agreement or for each engine when the maintenance provider performs a performance restoration shop visit on such engine. An airline may add engines and remove engines from the agreement after the effective date. To add an engine, an airline must provide information including but not limited to the engine serial number, previous operator, current owner, and maintenance status to the maintenance provider. The maintenance provider will then review all of the engine data and will calculate the operating parameters of such engine. Such information will then be used to calculate the adjusted rate for the engine. The airline will also pay a flat fee to bring a used engine into the program based on the condition of the engine at the time, meaning how long it has been since its last performance restoration. In addition, any airline may remove an engine from the coverage of the flight hour agreement by notice to the maintenance provider if the engine departs the airline fleet for one of the following reasons: a bona fide sale or other bona fide transfer to unaffiliated third party, return to a lessor, or if the maintenance provider reasonably determined the engine to be beyond repair. As a penalty for early removal, an airline is subject to a payment reconciliation. A payment reconciliation is an amount specified by the maintenance provider that compares the flight hour payments paid by the airline for the engine to the charges that would have been made by the maintenance provider to the airline for actual services performed on the engine had there been no flight hour agreement. Thank you for joining us on this episode, and I hope you enjoyed learning more about the flight hour engine agreements. Please visit Catton's website for more podcasts in our series in aircraft finance.